So, Bill, this takes us to Southern Gothic.
Southern Gothic.
Now, my friends, you realize those great Southern Gothic stories of Lord Faulkner? And does everybody also know the legend of Staggerly? You heard about Staggerly and Billy and so forth? Some of you are nodding yes. However, I know the legends of Staggerly, and one night, I was there in a room staring up at the full moonlit sky by the Georgia border, and suddenly I felt a tingling and a vibration in my fingertips as I started to channel the true, real-life story of Staggerly. Now, Staggerly, in this, there are several characters in this, just to give you a heads up. There is Staggerly, the first mojo man, his beautiful, sweet love named Queen Ruby McGee, the original Sugar Shack Queen. Miss Peaches, a young and nearly innocent woman who was besmirched by Staggerly. And an old man by the name of Mr. Smith. Staggerly was the first mojo man descended from kings who were African. With his root potion, Sir Johnny the Conqueror, woman by the score, he would graciously woo. When Staggerly would proud strut into town, the crowds would part as if he were the anointed one. But him, saint or godly man? Not that one. His gift for sin was equal to his love for a woman, Queen Ruby McGee was the original Sugar Shack Queen. Cleopatra and the others would stand on back, but she didn't wait around for no Big Daddy Mac. Fine, I tell you, Fina never walked the face of the earth. She was fine, dressed to the nine, plain satin silk, even pretty. Staggerly knew that true, that she would not wait around for no Mr. Staggerly while he was tomcatting. No, indeed. And his pride, like most men, was deeply aggrieved. So Staggerly would go way back in the woods, way back in the swamp. He'd conjure his voodoo potions of black cat milk and jambalaya stew, bones of a preacher and first virgin blood would be brewed. Queen Ruby will love me and no other. And she will be as faithful to me as a babe to the breast of its mother. Though faithfulness was not a virtue he knew, it seemed reasonable that others should be true. And into that fateful and fancy stew, in would go his hot conqueror and black strap molasses, the color of her eyes and her favorite perfume. Tell me no lies. And on that night in the beamy yellow whodun moon, he smiled as he sipped that smoking spoon. He was ready. He tasted that, and then he wrote her name on the drum. Queen Ruby McGee. He drummed and he drummed. It sped to the place of her rest. It curled over the pines through the lonesome valley, once about her house, and crept in like a stocking-footed thief. Queen Ruby McGee will love me and no other. One night later, it was Samson and Delilah on fire. Staggerly and miserable, who was so inspired, a chimney would die from that much heat. And sugar, sugar never had a taste so sweet. For 3 days and three nights, the earth quaked. Even the brick buildings way down in Baton Rouge quaked. They bathed in boiling rivers of each other's sweat. Even the alligators in the swamp got steamy and wet. Oh, there was love. Friends, I tell you, this is a Southern Gothic. Way across the valley was another scene. Here we have Queen Ruby and Staggerly doing their shimmy shake thing. But across the valley, there was a man there by the name of old Mr. Smith. He was gonna kill his